You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hola amigos, esto es Locked On Angels, parte de Locked On Podcast Network. Te equipo todos los días. Me llamo Taylor Blake Ward. Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Now you may be asking yourself, hey, you know, there wasn't a podcast scheduled today, and why in the world are you speaking Spanish, TBW? Well, let me tell you, we have some breaking news for you on this Thursday. Though the club hasn't confirmed it yet, the Angels are signing Julio Teheran for a one-year, $9 million deal. These reports coming from Jeff Passan of ESPN and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. That is going to be a very short episode of Locked On Angels as this comes unexpected with the signing of Julio Teheran. So before we get into today's show, let's remind you to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. And also, you make sure to head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show to download, subscribe, and rate. Now, as we noted at the outset of the show, that Jeff Passan of ESPN reported that the Angels would be signing Julio Teheran to a one-year deal, and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic found the money figures involved, a $9 million contract for the 1 year of Julio Teheran. Now, just looking at this, Julio Teheran, we've talked about him on the show before. He's 28 years old. He's going to be 29 going into the season next year. He has pitched for the Atlanta Braves for the last 9 years here, and seven of those are full years, where he has pitched over 170 innings in each of those years. You could even say, you know, last year he was one out away from pitching 175 innings in all of those years. Looking back at the Angels over their last 7 years, since 2013 here, there have been eight Angels pitchers in a single season to have over 170 innings. Julio Teheran has pitched 170 innings in each of those seasons. So you're seeing a little bit of added depth to the rotation here. This isn't going to be the final signing the Angels make or the final move the Angels make for their bullpen, but it is a vital piece to the Angels' bullpen in allowing some innings to come in to play. And, you know, we looked at last year's season with the Angels. There was a point in time where the Angels actually were within a certain number of games of a playoff spot to where it seemed realistic that they could make that wild card position moving forward. But as we saw, the bullpen was so taxed after the early stages of the season because starters weren't going deep that the bullpen was taxed, and that kind of cost the Angels season quite a bit. Now, there was a few things that cost the Angels season in 2019, but adding this arm and expecting Julio Teheran to go out there every night, give you six innings, give you 170-something innings this year, that's going to keep the bullpen kind of fresh, and that may help you going down the road into August and September, where the Angels really struggled last year finding just healthy arms that wanted, you know, that were pitching live. You look at Ty Buttrey, who was one of the best relievers in baseball last year. He was taxed, man. He was beat up pitching back-to-back days on regular basis because the starters just were not going deep into games. I think that this signing here of Julio Teheran is going to kind of change that. Now, it may not be, like I said, it's not the sexy draft pick. It's not the sexy signing, not the sexy move that you want to make and say that Julio Teheran is going to be the centerpiece of your signings for the rotation. I don't think that's going to be the case. I still think the Angels are looking after guys like Dallas Keuchel, Hyunjin Ryu. They're going to look on the trade market for Matt Boyd, Robbie Ray. We touched on yesterday's show, if you weren't tuning in, John Gray, Jose Urania, David Price, Yu Darvish. You know, I listed a ton of names, and I'm listing a ton here. But like I said, this isn't the end here. Julio Teheran isn't the answer for the Angels rotation in 2020. But looking at it, it is a one-year deal for $9 million. Now, that's very similar. It's actually the exact deal that Trevor Cahill got last year. And I think that Julio Teheran has a little bit more upside than what Trevor Cahill can bring. Now, I'm not going to ignore the alarming things about Julio Teheran here. Last year, a 5.26 xFIP. He did have a good ERA. Now, he's had a good ERA his entire career with the Braves here, 3.67 career ERA, which is very good. But moving forward, he's expected, you know, just based on projections here from Steamer, I'm looking at a 5.44 ERA, not very good, 0.5 WAR, not great. But, you know, looking at this, the thing that worries me the most about Julio Teheran is his velocity has dropped 2 miles per hour on his fastball over the last 2 years. Now, I was asked this, I think, yesterday, was about, you know, giving Julio Teheran a multi-year deal. That's where it was really alarming for me, is I'm not going to take a guy that's not even breaking 30 yet that is seeing a dip in his velocity like this. But a one-year deal on a guy like this, I think, is very smart. And also, it kind of opens up the door to become creative. We've seen how creative the Angels have been this offseason and signing Anthony Rendon, kind of allowing for the offense to create a little bit more. And adding Julio Teheran here could open the door to moving a pitching piece for a pitching piece. Maybe you're going to move a Patrick Sandoval or a Jose Suarez. Maybe it's even a very big and major deal where you're moving someone like an Andrew Heaney or Dylan Bundy. So I'm not saying that that's going to be the case, but it does open the door for some creativity here. Now, what you're banking on with Julio Teheran next season is definitely going to be the innings that he allows and what he's pitched and what he's capable of pitching. And also, you know, we're looking at the numbers here. For 1 year, you know, you're looking at projections of a 5.44 ERA. That's a one-year projection. But luck can kind of have its favor here. Maybe he does go back and have a sub-4 ERA once again, and he limits runs for you and is a run, run production and run prevention. Maybe he's a run prevention guy that just has a really good luck string here. Another thing that's pretty alarming is the walk rates. It's raised over the years. He's walking over 4 per 9, which is a very serious rate, but like I said, you know, this isn't going to be the end-all signing for the Angels. It's not the last move they're going to make this offseason. But what it does is allow the Angels to see some more innings in the rotation, add at least one spot, you know, fill a spot in that rotation. Right now, Julio Teheran would be your fifth man. He could be your sixth man, if depending on how the rotation is going to play out here. And we'll see what happens. You know, like I said, this isn't great. It's not fantastic. But a one-year, $9 million contract for a guy like Julio Teheran, who's given you innings, could get lucky and be a part of the run prevention scheme, and also lets you be creative. I think that's a pretty solid move from Billy Epler and Artie Moreno and that staff over there with the Angels. So we're going to have to see how things play out. He could become a Matt Harvey or Trevor Cahill where things just fall apart, but at least it's only for 1 year. Or suddenly, Julio Teheran could be a part of the run prevention for you. So let's see how it plays out. I know a lot of you are not exactly stoked or happy about this signing, but I think that you can make sense of it, and hopefully this episode has helped you make a little bit more sense of why this signing was made. Like we said, this was going to be a short episode, so that's all we have for today's show. Some late-breaking news on this Thursday here. We hope to see you on Sunday night, where we're going to have our Sunday night Twitter question and answer. You want to be a part of the show next week on Tuesday, you can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnAngels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. I'll send out that tweet on Sunday night about 9 p.m. Pacific time saying send me any and all your baseball questions. I'll answer them here through midnight. Best ones make the show on Tuesday, so that way you understand the concept of Sunday night to Tuesday show. Also, make sure to head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcasting platform you use to listen to the show today, and make sure that you download, rate, and subscribe. Reminder, today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Thanks again for tuning in. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward saying stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you on Tuesday.